Welcome to Time Out for Music. Midwives' Day, also known as Babin Den in Bulgaria, is one of Bulgaria's most colorful folk customs. It is accompanied with a series of important rituals and a lot of fun. The feast is nowadays celebrated on the 8th of January in honor of the women practicing midwifery. Babin Den is marked right after two other important feasts, Epiphany or Yordanovden and the Day of St. John the Baptist or Ivanovden. All three feasts are linked with ritual bathing. According to the Gregorian calendar, Babin Den is celebrated on the 21st of January. Babin Den is a female feast, and in the past it was believed to be the only day when women were able to joke with men. Once women could not say even a single word against the will of men. However, women usually joked with men at the end of the feast, when midwives completed all rituals for good health of the newly born and the women in fertile age.
Родило се мъжко дете, родило се мъжко дете, кръстили го. Какво име да му тура? Ура! Другите Маринчо. О, 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 о.
Celebrated Bulgarian ethnographer Dimitar Marinov provides more details about the significance of the feast Babinden. In his view, people celebrate this day in honor of the child illness, also known as Babici or Sardeshnica. According to folk beliefs, Babici are evil spirits, several sisters who usually attack children and very rarely adults. All rituals held on Babinden aimed at protecting children from those evil spirits.
Yes, no, she said, Eterodilo. Eodarne, dete produme. Ye capime. Daraste da si poraste je da zeme caro carstvo to e nam let bano banstvo to.
Three main rituals are performed on Babinden: bathing of the children by the midwife, the young mother's feast, and the bathing of the midwife. On the day preceding Babinden, the midwife prepares honey, butter, a bunch of wild geranium, millet, and red or white wool. On Babinden, she visits the houses early in the morning, bathes the babies, washes the faces of the elder children, and sprinkles the lasses and the wives with water, saying rituals against bad luck. She coats children with butter and honey, saying blessings for sound health and longevity. The midwife also coats the women with honey and butter. Later, women with children aged 3 or under go to the midwife's house. Each woman brings soap, towel, a bunch of flowers and money with herself. They help the midwife wash her hands under a fruit tree.
Собрали со две три баби, да се хвалят, да се лажат, куя била похубава, похубава. Погиздава, куя била похубава, похубава и поработна. Първа баба проговаря, кога бях млада и хубава, като мен друга нямаше, похубава и погиздава. Като мен друга нямаше, по-хубава и по-работна. По-хубава и по-работна. Трета баба проговаря, хубава тя, всеки знае. На нива бя мързелива, на лозето най-ленива, на курката най-дремлива, на хорото най-труплива, на курката най-дремлива, на хорото най-труплива. краката, по ръцете по краката, а най-после по снагата.
Later, women attend a ritual lunch at the midwives' houses. No men are allowed at the celebration, except for the rebec players and bagpipers, who have the task to entertain the women. The women sing merry songs during their feast. The midwife wears a string of red-hot chilies around her neck, which symbolizes male fertility.
Времени са баба, като мома млада, на порода иде, свипе да се види, на порода иде, свипе да се види. Турила си баба, метла за косица, намаза си лице с брашно и трици. Турила си баба, черга за сукманче, лъже за коланче, верига герданче. Се втурна баба долу към селото, долу към селото, право на хорото. Кад се хвана баба, хвана и се тръсна, хвана и се тръсна, хорото се пръсна. Се пила, да се понапила, при мене са баба, като мома млада. На порода иде, свипе да се види, на порода иде, свипе да се види.
Later, men are allowed to join the celebrations. Women take off their fur caps, unfasten their waistbands and pull their pants down. Then, men give the midwives money in order to save them from their women. Thank you. feast ends with the bathing of the midwife. One of the men says the following: "This woman bathed all our children, and now we have to give her a bath." The women reply, "Yes, we must bathe her." The feast is accompanied with chorot chain dances and plenty of music. When the midwife goes out in the yard, two men and two women start dancing, and the rest carry her to a cart filled with colorful woven. She is accompanied by her fellow villagers to the nearby river or fountain where the bathing ritual is held. Later, they take her home. Thus, the ritual is fully completed. We end today's time out for music with Golyamo Babino Choro.